1X News.
It's minus one and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. Loyalist College is making history, being the site of the first magic wheelchair costume building team outside of the United States. QNET News reporter Ashley Clark has the story.
Magic Wheelchair is an organization that makes epic costumes for children in wheelchairs. Loyalist College will be the first costume building team outside of the United States to take part. Welding student Cameron McLean and manufacturing student Stephen Zamidi are the men behind the magic. McLean was the one who discovered Magic Wheelchair.
Originally, I just happened to come across it in an article on Google News. Just when I was reading the news one morning and it looked like an interesting picture, clicked on it, and literally it was like the penny dropped. I was like, this is something that I can see having a space at Loyalist College and being able to work it in.
Fellow class leader Zamidi loved the idea too.
One of the big things for me as far as Magic Wheelchair is how it ties in with what we're learning, what Loyalist College teaches. And they teach a lot of things educationally, but morally, Loyalist is a huge compass for what's right and such in the community. And what Loyalist does for Belleville and its surrounding area is great, and we just wanted to keep up with what Loyalist does for the community.
The two arranged an event last night for skills and tech students and announced their involvement with Magic Wheelchair, hoping to spark interest and gain team members. McLean said they will be identifying the recipient of their first wheelchair costume in January and will start the design and building process from there, with the final product being revealed at the end of September. Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
Queen's University says an undergraduate party that apparently included people dressed in racially inappropriate costumes would never have been sanctioned by its senior administration. A statement from the university's principal, Daniel Wolf, says that it appears that the party took place off of school campus. Photographs circulating on social media show students, most of them are Caucasian, dressed in Middle Eastern sheiks, Viet Cong guerrillas, and Buddhist monks. The Alma Mater Society of the school says it will use the party as an opportunity to talk about race and racism at the school. Belleville police are asking people not to believe everything that they read on the internet. On Tuesday night, police said they received a complaint from someone who had replied to an ad for a property rental in Belleville on a popular classifieds website. The complainant told police that they became suspicious when they were asked to send money online. After talking to the property owners, police said that the advertisement was a fake. Police are reminding everyone to verify that listings are real by talking to the people who run the property and not to send money to strangers over the internet. If you have any information as to who might be behind this crime, you are asked to contact the Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. A company's goal of finding a new way to slow down the onset of Alzheimer's disease has hit a major setback. Sherry Preston of ABC News has the details.
It was a medication developed by Eli Lilly, something called solanezumab, and scientists had hoped it would do more to help those suffering with what is the nation's sixth leading cause of death. Two previous large studies of those with mild to moderate forms of Alzheimer's weren't successful, so those at Eli Lilly decided to focus this latest test on those with just the mildest symptoms. However, this third large clinical trial has also failed. There are a couple of Alzheimer's drugs already on the market, but they only help ease symptoms. They don't slow progression of the disease. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Federal transport investigators can't prove that it was a drone that caused a Toronto-bound plane to take evasive maneuvers that left two flight attendants with minor injuries. Don Kelly has the details.
The flight crew of a Porter Airlines plane en route from Ottawa to Toronto earlier this month narrowly avoided a mid-flight collision above Lake Ontario with what they said may have been a drone. The Transportation Safety Board has closed its investigation, saying the description and size of the object doesn't match a drone, and that the incident occurred too far from shore and too high for it to be a drone. The incident's been classified as a near miss with an unidentified airborne object. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
A highly touted painting from a member of the Group of Seven is headed to the auction block in Toronto. Stephen Fairbairn has the details.
Heffelfine Auction House estimates the 1926 oil canvas Mountain Forms could fetch between $3 and $5 million at its fall live auction tonight. The canvas could challenge the Canadian art record set in 2002 when Paul Kane's 1845 oil canvas Seen in the Northwest Portrait sold for more than $5 million. A number of recent works have sold for far more than the presale estimates at recent auctions, and Heffel says there's every indication the painting will do very well. Steve Fairbairn, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Kanye West is reportedly still in hospital, where he has been since Monday afternoon after a 911 call came from his personal doctor saying the singer needed medical attention. Reporter Diane Massino has the latest about what sent West to the hospital.
New details are emerging about Kanye West's alleged mental state as he was rushed to the hospital. The 911 call came in around 1:20 p.m. on Monday after West was reportedly acting erratically. Paramedics and the Los Angeles Fire Department rushed to the Hollywood home of his personal trainer, where, according to TMZ, officials spoke with West for 90 minutes before following protocol for a psychiatric patient, restraining him, and taking him to UCLA Medical Center for an evaluation.
West canceled the last 21 dates of his tour earlier this week. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Do you want to get where you need to go on time?
Yes!
Do you want a fast, efficient, and affordable way to get around our great city?
We want that!
Then let's hop on the bus!
Not only is Belleville Transit reliable, efficient, and safe, but by reducing the number of cars on our roads, it helps the environment. All that on 9 routes that will get you to where you need to be.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
Good afternoon, I'm James Gond with QNET Sports. In the Ontario Junior Hockey League tonight, the Trenton Golden Hawks will host the Lindsay Muskies at 7:30. The Golden Hawks are currently one of the best teams in the league and have only lost 4 games in total so far this season. Loyalist College's men's and women's basketball teams will be in action on Friday when they play the St. Lawrence Vikings. Loyalist men's team is hoping to improve on their 4-3 record this season after winning their game this weekend. The women's team will be in tough against St. Lawrence, though. The Vikings team has not lost a single game this season, whereas Loyalists have only won one. It will be the final home game played by either of the Loyalist teams. A massive crowd gathered outside of the T-Mobile Arena just off the Las Vegas Strip yesterday to learn the name and see the logo of Las Vegas's first Major League sports team. Al Messina has the details.
There you go! The Vegas Golden Knights!
Reactions to that name were mixed among the Las Vegans in the crowd.
It's super cool. Pretty cool, I guess.
Silver Knights would have been better because Nevada is the silver state.
The logo is very cool, but I think it's got a very military feel to it.
I'm really happy because for our team, we're going to be called the Junior Golden Knights.
But as future fan Michael Holman pointed out, the name isn't what's important for the city.
Got our first sports team. It's awesome. We're now on the map.
Al Mancini, ABC Sports, Las Vegas.
The NHL expansion team will take to the ice next season. And now for a little sports history. 25 years ago today, goaltender Mayon Raymond made hockey history when she became the first ever woman to appear in a regular season game in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. She says she appreciates not being used as a publicity stunt.
That was the kind of game that we were up 5-1. And the score went 5-2, 5-3, 5-4, and at 5-5, you can see his reaction. He turned around by me and said, "You're going in." And I can tell right there that he called me in like he would have called any backup goalie, girl or boy there. So it was really cool feeling.
Some sad news now. A baseball pitcher whose career was defined by a single pitch has died. Ralph Branca gave up the famous shot heard round the world home run. Aaron Katursky has more.
Ralph Branca, who lost the opener, comes on the scene.
For the last 65 years, Ralph Branca has been the answer to a trivia question.
Branca has to pitch to Bobby Thompson, who homered off him only 2 days ago.
It was 1951, and Branca's Brooklyn Dodgers were playing for the National League pennant against Thompson's Giants. Branca's son-in-law, former Major League manager Bobby Valentine, said Branca died at a nursing home in Rye, New York at age 90. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now the forecast for Belleville. Mainly sunny with a high of +1 for today. Tonight, Cloudy, snow beginning late this evening, around 2 centimeters, with a low of minus 1. And for tomorrow, periods of rain, but a temperature steady near plus 4. At 410, it's minus 1. QNET News, on the air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. QNET News, next on 91X, at